Do you dread waking up every morning? Do you just hate going to work and every single freaking thing about it, not to mention the D-bags you work with? Well, you're in luck
Plenty of
because
them.
today we're going to be talking about why your job sucks. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
Up, Randy?
Did you like that intro?
I did actually like that. It
I just thought back to all my experiences at work that I hated.
was nice. You know what's funny too? Like, I don't know about you, but like, I also had the experience where like, when I first started, like, don't get me wrong, there's always like little things about a job you might not like. There might be a person or there might be tasks that like you don't love, but like the rest of it you like, you know? Like, I remember starting out, I really liked a big portion of my job, but then like as time went on, I just like that like was not enough to carry it, you know? With all the other factors, because there's so many other things to consider, like you're, you know, what you want out of life, like earnings, where you can go from here. I mean, like, it's crazy, you know? So.
Well, that's the darndest thing about jobs is that one time you actually wanted them.
You know, and it's funny too, because like, I mean, I still can look back and say like there's parts of my old job that I don't like anymore that I still like do aspects of it, but I would never go into it again, you know. And this is the hard truth, I think, and the hard thing to deal with.
Yeah, well, so we're going to be talking today about why your job sucks and how to make it better. But before we get into that, because we need to make this episode a certain length, or else people would think that it didn't have decent content in there.
We weren't doing our jobs.
Why don't we start? Why don't we start by just giving a brief history of, like when we started working and
Yeah, that
how
works.
about it?
Okay, you want me to go first? I can go
Yeah,
first.
please.
All right, yeah. So, you know, I think for me it started like I got to when I went to undergrad, I didn't have like a clear idea what I wanted to do. And then, like my freshman year, I found philosophy, which I had already read a little bit before, and I just loved it. So I was like, I'll just do this for now because I love this, you know? And then, like, I progressed through that, and like towards my senior year, I was like, oh, okay, like I like this. So I talked to some of my professors and stuff, and they're like, well, if you want to try doing this, you know, you do need like a master's at least. So I was like, well, I'll get that first. I didn't want to get the doctorate right away, you know? And so I went and got that, and then I started teaching, and like, so that worked out. Like, it was a pretty smooth transition from that to teaching, and all, and like, I did. I loved teaching at first. Like, it was hard, you know, creating courses, you know, right away and all, like, you know, without a lot of experience and stuff, but it got easier. I really liked it. But then over time, I just noted it was harder and harder to go to work. And like, lots of things had changed in academia over the years. Like, full-time jobs were pretty much drying up everywhere. They were relying totally on part-time all the time. And I just realized like there was like no future on the one hand. I didn't like what the universities were doing. I felt like it was predatory because like they were so desperate for people and their prices and stuff. And like, I just didn't feel right, you know, being in that position anymore of advisor and teacher working with these students. And so, you know, I started to notice, but like while this was happening, I started to get depressed and stuff. And because, you know, these insights are hindsight, I would should say, right? You know, like in the moment, you don't really
Oh, it
realize
always
that.
is.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
like on paper, things look good, you know? I mean, I was an educator, that looks good, college professor, great, whatever. But like more and more things just started to irritate me about work. And I was just so exhausted all the time, didn't want to go, didn't want to do anything, like, and just wasn't like engaged in the way I was before. Like, I did my job, but like, you know, like barely, you know what I mean? And because I'd been doing it for so long, that wasn't a problem. But like, and I just realized like there's no future here for me. There's no way to do new things or try new things. And that's where I really hit that wall of like, well, I guess I have to do something else. But then that's terrifying too, because you've been doing this thing for, you know, ostensibly made this decision a long time ago. You've been doing this thing for a long time. And now it's like, now do I have to start over? And I'm older now. Like, am I going to be behind everybody else? And all those fears, you know, come up to play.
Yeah, that's a big one. You feel like you made a mistake and now you're behind. Yeah,
Terrible.
definitely. And you didn't even mention, I mean, you started working very, very young too.
Oh yeah.
It's not like you got your first job when you graduated college.
No, I worked when I was six. Started working when I was actually before I was 16, I should say, because I worked, you know,
Yeah.
on a table type stuff,
Exactly.
you
Yeah,
know.
the legal job started around 14 to 16. Yeah.
You know, helping out landscaper, stuff like that. And then like when I was 16, I got my first job at Wawa, which was like, you know, on the books and stuff like that. So, and then in college, I was an RA and I was a public safety dispatcher. So I did two jobs in college. Like, I worked the entire time. Like, I never stopped working, since whenever I started, So it's like,
Yeah. I feel like we both have that going for us. Like we have a very strong work ethic. I mean, we actually used to work together. That would probably be, oh
Oh
my
God,
goodness,
yeah.
probably like 24 years ago now we were working
Yeah.
together.
That had
And
to have been right. That
yeah, it was a long time ago. And yeah, I
was fun
started
though.
very, oh my goodness, yeah. I started very similar to you. Like when I first started, work was like awesome. 'Cause as terrible as the job was, like literally I washed dishes and I came home smelling like garbage every single night. But like it was the best thing ever because it was like a party in the kitchen. I was
Yeah.
making money, like minimum wage, but I was making money and it's like
But that's the
great.
thing though, yeah, when you're young, like, I remember that too. I think about that all the time when I was 16, like that wow, I like it was so fun working with my friends. The job sucked, but like being there wasn't terrible. And because you're a teenager, you don't have all these expenses and responsibilities. So like, yeah, you're not making a lot of money, but all that money is yours. It's like so it feels like a lot when you had no income before, it's like all of a sudden you have all this freedom too. So it is awesome feeling at first, It's really
Yeah.
cool.
Dude, and then the weight of being a responsible adult just blows
Right.
hard because I remember, I mean, I graduated undergrad and I didn't know what I was going to do. I studied physics because I thought it would be interesting to study something hard. And so I learned a bit of programming and got a job doing programming that was absolutely terrible. I was working in a basement, no windows, with a bunch of guys who hated their lives. And they're like, "You'll have this job forever." And I was like, "I don't want this job forever." And I
Yay.
quit.
Don't you want the security of this job forever that we're
Yeah,
all
I was like,
clearly
"No,
miserable?
no." So like, then I moved to France and I was teaching English in France. And like, literally, my day consisted of teaching for like 2 hours because I was only legally allowed to work 14 hours a week. And then, and the crazy thing was, I was making so little money doing that that I was actually receiving like French welfare. So like, I was getting more money from the government than they were actually taxing me for. But I mean, my days consisted of that, watching South Park and playing World of Warcraft. So I was living the dream. And then, the parents chimed in and they said, "You're getting older. Don't you think you should get a professional degree, like make something of yourself, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, all
You
that
used to
stuff.
love animals. You should be a veterinarian." And I went down that whole path and did well at school and then got a job, did very good at the job, but hated every moment of it because it just wasn't what I wanted to do. And yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's the hard part too, is like we've both always done well at school. And I think anybody with any work ethic and any you can do fine in school, like right? And it's deceiving too, because it's like, well, I did really well, and yet And like I like learning, so really you can give me anything to learn and I'll probably enjoy it, the learning process, right? And that's the danger, because then I think, oh, yeah, and then but you just start doing it practically and it sucks. It's like, because they don't teach you all the other stuff involved with it. They never give you the you never get a full sense of like what else is involved. And then there's other things out of your control, like changes in economy, market, whatever, that like also affect everything about the job.
Yeah, dude, and it's brutal to be good at stuff because then you have to like when I quit being a veterinarian, it was like everybody was like, "But you're so good at it, like, and
Yeah.
all your clients love you," and it's like, "Yeah, but what about me?" Like, I was
Yeah.
the most depressed I'd ever been. I was doing a job that I hated. I like literally like I dreaded waking up in the morning. Like my alarm clock would go off and I was just seized with terror. Not only that, but like also working emergency was just like it like I would have to like force myself to go there because the amount of stuff that could come in that was just like, and it
And you
was
have no
like
clue, right?
no
Like you have
clue,
no idea.
and it was always the pet owner's worst day ever. They were all dead broke. Their beloved animal was dying, and it was just this over and over and over and over and over, and it
Oh.
was just like terrible.
I was gonna say, yeah, emergencies are rough too, because especially for vets, because if those people could have waited and gone to a regular vet, they would have, because it's like 2 to 6 times cheaper. So they're also in a position where they know they're going to be paying way more because you're the only place open, and it's like, yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, so Anyways, that kind of brought us to the subject of this episode, why your job sucks. And I think this is an interesting thing because many of us, I think many of us don't really consider what we're getting into when we get into jobs. Like, I
Yeah,
definitely didn't consider anything.
I didn't either because you go to look. We're taught very early, right? We go to school from kindergarten really on, right? Get good grades. That's what matters. You'll get a good job. It's all this causal relationship between doing well, proving yourself, merit, right, and then getting the thing at the end, that little carrot or whatever. But you're too young, especially when you start college. Then they say you get to college, like, well, pick what you want to study. This is going to be your career forever, ostensibly, right? But you're not an adult yet. Your brain's not even fully developed till you're like 28. So, and I noticed that, I noticed that in my 30s, like your thinking changes because you're matured, right? And like you have life experience, which you have none of. You've been in school your whole life. You have no clue. And then, you're learning about stuff, which is great, but there's no like practical hands-on anything. You're not going and like, it's not like, okay, I want to be a vet or I want to be a college professor or something. So, okay, second year in, you go teach some people now or something. Like, they might do that when you're getting like in your master's or when you're in the veterinary program already like $100,000 in debt and it's like too late feeling, But you don't get that experience. And I think that's one of the worst things. And then the costs are so high, it feels like you can't turn back. It really does feel like that at times. At least that's my own take.
And not only feels like you can't turn back because nowadays almost nobody gets to their career without student debt, and it's like
Nope.
crippling student debt, and
Yeah.
you're trapped. Like that's the only reason why I knew for a fact. I knew my third year of vet school. I knew for a fact I did not want to be a veterinarian. Like it was clearer than anything. But at that point, I was 75% done school. I was already $150,000 in student debt. I could not see another way to get through this. So I was just like, okay, well, just keep going, keep digging
Yeah.
that hole.
Hopefully it gets better one day. Hopefully it gets so deep that it gets better, right? It's like, yeah, it's crazy. It is. It's really insane. And the amount of pressure we put on people. Also, it's funny too, because like, I think about this all the time. Like you go back to like, 40s, 50s, 60s, an undergraduate degree set you apart. Like there was like, I don't know the exact percentage, but it was definitely less than like 20% of people had an undergraduate degree. So just having that, doesn't matter what you could have studied, like, whatever, made up a degree about like the relationship between abstract art and like, chicken. And that would have been sufficient to land a job. And then because you have that degree, work your way up to any position. Like you proved you knew stuff and you could learn and you could commit to things. But now it's like 70 or more percent of high school students go directly to college. Like think about that. That has de the degree costs more than ever and it's devalued more than ever. That's the other problem. Yeah.
And it's difficult. Like life after life is just more expensive, more difficult. Like I was talking with one of my friends the other day, and he was telling me about his dad who, like I'm guessing it kind of grew up before, was an adult before the 80s.
Yeah.
And, but he was saying, he was the only one working in the family. The mother wasn't working. She was staying home. But he had enough money to pay for a house, to pay for multiple cars, to pay for a boat and toys and all this stuff and not have any debt. And it's
Nope.
just like, that's a fantasy nowadays.
And retire, dude, and have money to retire and help out your kids. Yeah, it's insane. I know. Like my dad, when my parents married, he was the only one that worked. Like my mom didn't work, and five kids, I mean, like no problems. Like it's crazy, but that you cannot do that now. And if you have two people working and you have kids, guess what? Daycare is insanely expensive. It's like another rent for an apartment or something.
But
So
at
yeah.
least Jeff Bezos is making another billion, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I have a feeling one of these days we're gonna have like a French Revolution
I talk about that all the
of
time, dude. Yeah. Because people are going to get so pissed off and so frustrated. And like, yeah, you keep closing
There's
doors on
just
people,
not going to be
eventually they're going
enough
to break them.
security people to protect them. But
Yeah.
yeah. But another interesting topic is what, like, Also, what people don't consider, and what I definitely did not consider when I was becoming a veterinarian, was the lifestyle that a certain job entails. And this is really interesting because some people want to work all the time, 24/7. Some people don't. Some
Yeah.
people want to have vacation when they want. Some people don't. Like, I know working as a veterinarian, I was basically on call a lot. And
Yeah.
then I got 2 weeks vacation a year, but I was never allowed to take them one after another. It was like I would get 1 week here and 1 week there. And what can you do with that? Like, really nothing, because you're just
No.
trying to unwind from work. And plus, like, the hours were crazy. I would always have to work weekends because that's when people, I would always have to work nights and weekends because that's when people would take their pets to the vet. And yeah, so it's just all these things I never considered. It was just you like animals when you were a kid, so be a veterinarian. It's not, that's the dumbest reason ever.
But you know, yeah, it is the dumb reason. And the other thing is too, like you couldn't even the it's not that you even didn't consider it. I don't even think you could have conceived of it. I mean, you know, you're young, you don't have the life experience to really understand what it means. And you know, you've never done it before, so you don't know what it's actually gonna be like. And that's the other problem. And like, you know, and working nights and weekends, like you don't have time to see people then, because most people that's when they can hang out. So it's like it screws up everything. Yeah, it's really hard. Like I didn't realize that either, like when I started out, like you know, teaching, like as an adjunct, like, you know, a lot of adjuncts work at multiple places, but you know, which would have been fine back in the day when there's lots of positions and it was easy. But now it's like that can mean traveling to different schools that are far apart. So you're in the car. I commuted a lot. It sucked. I hated that. You know, I hate commuting 5 days a week. It was terrible. And it's like, and my schedule would change, especially early on, because I had no control over what my classes were. So it was like a shot in the dark every semester. My schedule would change, which was like also hard, because you know, trying to get a routine down when like for 3.5 months, you know, you're getting up to get to class at 8, and then the next one, you know, you don't have class till 3, and then you have a night class or something. It's like totally throws off, you know, your whole schedule, and it just constantly is shifting. So yeah, but you don't know these things. How would you know these things, right? Unless somebody sat down, or unless, you know, God forbid, college actually like taught you anything practical. But like, yeah.
Yeah. So I heard it said once that it's really smart to sit down and think about what type of lifestyle you want before you think about what type of job you want, because the lifestyle that you want will heavily dictate what type of job you can get. And yeah.
Oh no, I think that's really great. And I think another thing I would even add to that, because I was thinking about this earlier with that, is like remind yourself too that like this is not a choice for your life. This is a choice for now. And like you can always change. We live so much longer than we ever did. Our working life is so, I mean, for now, looks like now is gonna be forever.
Forever.
Yeah, there's not gonna be a retirement, there's no more pensions, there's no more stuff like that. So, you know, I think thinking about it that way, like people used to get out of college, they'd work and work 20 years, retire and all, and but they might live another 10, 15 years after that. Now it's like, you know, 20 to 60, or you know, even more than that, people are working. So yeah, I mean, you've plenty of time to do another career, change it up, do something different, you know?
Well, that is actually a great point because we both have changed careers over the past few years. Actually, since COVID, we've both become developers and been hired during the time of the biggest tech layoffs in history, which is
Yeah.
pretty freaking crazy. But we actually have another podcast out there for people who do enjoy this podcast. You could check out our other podcast called Code Noobs. We
We'll throw
will
in the show
programming for
notes.
beginners. Yeah, we'll throw it in the show notes. We'll link to it in the YouTube description. You can check it out there because we made a whole community for people who are interested in having a pretty awesome lifestyle where you work for yourself, you define your schedule, you work when you want to, where you want to, how hard you want to.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pretty freaking awesome thing. And I mean, you get the job security of literally everything we interact with is on the internet nowadays, and you can create all of that stuff.
Yeah, you can create. And that's the other thing I really like about it is like two really things that, I mean, I always love technology, but two things I really like about it is like you get to create things, which I always feel like is really important. We are creative beings, you know. And it's like that those barriers that were put in place on me in my old career are just gone, because there's no, you just learn it. If you can show that you can do it, people don't care. So it's like the options are almost infinite, which I really like about it too. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think that about sums it up for this episode. That's pretty much the reason why your job sucks and you should just join us on Code Noobs and become a developer.
Should
But
we talk about lifestyle?
yeah.
Oh yeah. What do you think about when you think of lifestyle though? For like what lifestyle you want? How do you think of that?
Well, it's going to depend upon the person. But me, I do enjoy the freedom. Part of what I did not like about being a veterinarian was I had to live in a certain location and I could only work in, because I did something that not many veterinarians do, is I did relief work. So I would work at a whole bunch of different clinics. And, if they needed someone, they would call me. And because of that, I was able to charge more, but I was still very location dependent. Like I
Wait,
could
because
only
you have to be
go.
able to get there, right? Like,
Yeah. Exactly. And then when I was working, I was stuck. So like a lot of those emergency shifts, I was stuck in a building for like 12 hours straight. I wanted to go on vacation, but I couldn't because I could only get a week off, and I could only get it off when it was convenient for the hospitals. And yeah, so it was pretty brutal. So me, a big thing for me is freedom. Like that's being able to work when I want, where I want, how hard I want, that's awesome. And also being rewarded for how hard I work. Like when I was working as a veterinarian, most places it was hourly or salary. So it didn't matter how hard I worked. And that frustrated the heck out of me because I worked with a bunch of vets who did the bare minimum to maintain their job. And that means that a lot of work fell on me because they just wouldn't care. Stuff would pile up. There would be appointments waiting and they would be sitting playing on their computer.
Yeah, because
And
what's the motivation though, right? I mean, like, really.
yeah. And so, now working as a developer, the harder I work, the more money I make.
I'll tell you
And
what,
that's
that's,
pretty cool.
yeah, you hit like two of the things that were so important to me, which was freedom. Like, cause like now too, if I want to go away, I can, and I can keep doing my work if I need to. Not a big deal. So it doesn't even interrupt things that I want to do in my life, and I can schedule my day around myself and my time, not somebody else's time, which is super important. And I think, that other thing too about like actually being rewarded for how hard you work, dude, is so important because that's like when I first started teaching, like, this is going back a ways. So like there was still full-time jobs and like the university I was working at, it looked like I was gonna get a job. So like I was doing extra because like I really did enjoy working with students, advising them, working with them on the thesis projects, whatever. And then like when things changed and I realized that wasn't gonna happen, I just stopped doing all of that. But those are the things I loved about the job too. But then it's like, well, why would I do that for free? Because I'm not getting paid for it because you're not getting paid any extra. And that's what killed me too. So it's like, yeah. There's nothing better than working for yourself because you make as much as you want to make, and like it's up to you. So yeah, I think that's totally a good one.
Bingo. Anything else you want to say about
Yeah, that's
lifestyle?
good. Yeah, I just wanted to
Okay.
highlight
Well,
that
there
because I
you
think
have
that's
it.
good. Yeah,
Check out the show notes or the description. You can find more information about Code Noobs if you've ever thought about being a developer. It is actually easier now than ever. I can say
it
that as a fact because I was a developer back when it sucked and you had to read books and stuff. Now there's videos, all types of stuff out there. So it's now easier than ever.
super
And we built a
complicated
community to
manual.
help everybody. Code Noobs programming for beginners. We'll link to that down below. But thank you for listening or watching this, the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Ready.